Our scripture reading this morning will be from Ephesians chapter 6 and from Proverbs 31. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's word. Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And then Proverbs 31, verses 28 through 30. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." You may be seated. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Please pray with me. Oh Lord God, we thank you so much for loving us. Lord, we come to you now. We open your word. Lord, as we look at your word, Lord, we pray that you would teach us, that you would give us the right view, give us the right perspective, Lord, that we might live rightly before you. Lord, we thank you for mothers, and we pray that you would strengthen them and encourage them to do the work that you have for them to do. We thank you, Lord, for your design and all the ways that you have shown us that we should stand in awe of you. We pray you would teach us now this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we desire to please the Lord, as we desire to seek him and give him the due credit, I find that so often some of the things that we should really be standing in awe of God about in our life are right in front of us. I mean, things that we just, they've been there our whole life. We don't even think about it. We just see it, and you know, God blesses us in so many different ways, and yet God gives each of us different roles to play in this life. And one of those roles, a very special role that God has given to women, is the role of motherhood. Motherhood. Now this morning, as we look at different passages about mothers, I pray that God would really increase our thankfulness for mothers, but also that he would increase in us a thankfulness to him, that we would be in awe of him more and more. I mean, he is the one who has given us mothers. He is the one who has designed the family with mothers. And certainly, this is his perfect design. We each benefit most from our own mother. But really, the whole society benefits when women get married and have children. You know, some people today, it's funny, different reactions you get from people that my wife will tell me about as she goes to the store or different things. And some people today, you know, when they meet a mother with several kids, they really kind of feel sorry for them. I mean, like, man, glad I'm not you. But at the same time, it's weird because at the same time, they know that it's kind of partly your fault. And so it's half sympathy, half they feel sorry for you, and half they're condemning you because you put yourself in this predicament, you know. I mean, you brought this upon yourself, which is partly true. But let me tell you, the mother with children is not the one to feel sorry for. The one I feel sorry for is the young women who want to get married and have children, but just haven't yet. Or more so, I feel sorry for the women who are married and have children who don't have children, who have a husband. They're married and they want kids, but they're not having any. Or they're miscarrying over and over again. That's hard. That's who I feel sorry for. Not for the mother of children. She's blessed. You know, it's so unfortunate, but the world today is attacking motherhood. I mean, certainly the entire family is under attack, but motherhood is as well. It's becoming increasingly rare. I mean, this sounds so silly to say because motherhood is just one of those things that you just think, okay, you think of a baby, and a baby, they learn to crawl, and then they're going to learn to walk. And this is just part of life. And so it seems silly in some ways to say this, but really it's becoming increasingly rare that young women would grow up and get married and have children and remain married and raise those children in the family structure that God has designed. Each one of those is rare. Our culture is preaching lies to us. Man's wisdom, telling women there is no honor in staying home to raise your family. Telling women that they should pursue a career instead of a family. Telling women that there's no role differences between men and women. Telling women that marriage is designed to abuse them and to waste their potential. Telling women that children are not worth the sacrifice. Telling women that an unborn baby is not a baby, and so you can murder it. These are just some of the lies. But we are foolish and naive if we think that we are immune to those influences from the world. We live in the world. It's all around us. And so we need to hear from God. We need to know what God has said about motherhood. And we need to be reminded of it because we forget. So let the Word of God shape our view and shape our practices, that our mothers would display the wisdom of God in motherhood and not the wisdom of the world. Just as we should seek to honor the Lord in all that we do, we should seek to honor the Lord in motherhood. And so I pray that all of you mothers would be encouraged this morning, that you would be encouraged in the ways of God, that these passages that we look at would remind you of the wonderful privilege that God has given you to be a mother, that you would seek to honor Him in being a mother. We praise God for you mothers. So my outline this morning, I have four parts. Motherhood is God's design. Number two, motherhood is a blessing. Number three, motherhood is hard work. And number four, motherhood is influential. So number one, motherhood is God's design. Motherhood was not man's idea. We didn't come up with this, and we can't take credit for it. We praise God for this. In Genesis 1, starting in verse 27, it says, "And God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.'" Now, God gave these same instructions again after the flood to be fruitful and multiply. Now, this is truly an amazing thing. I mean, we should be in awe over what God has called us to do, what we get to partake in. This is incredible. I mean, God created us male and female. He didn't have to create us sexual beings, and yet He did. This is His design. He designed our bodies so that as we enjoy sexual relationship with each other, something spectacular happens, something incredible. A new life can begin. A new life can begin. This is incredible that we are a part of this. This is amazing. A new life can begin within the womb of the woman. I mean, just let that sink in for a moment. New life that wasn't there before. And then the whole process is amazing. I mean, then, you know, over the next several months, this baby grows. And as God knits us together in our mother's womb, we can see her belly getting bigger and bigger. And she can feel the baby moving inside of her and kicking, and you can even see it. It's amazing. And so this little life is growing inside of her. And then, you know, what do? I mean, the baby's getting big and needs to come out. Well, God has designed perfectly. Her body goes into labor, and the baby is born. It's not that simple, but that's what happens. But oh, the joy that a mother has after delivering that baby. And she gets to finally hold that life that's been growing inside of her for 9 months. Oh, the joy. God's design for motherhood is amazing. Praise God, we get to be a part of this. God's design is incredible. And then you have this baby. And what in the world are you going to do with this baby? I mean, he doesn't even have teeth. What are you going to feed him? Don't worry. God has a design. A woman's body that has never made milk before starts making milk to nurse the baby. I mean, God's design is incredible. Listen, you don't have to be a woman to admire what God has done. It is amazing. We should all be in awe of Him over His design of motherhood. It's incredible. But God has also designed that all of this take place. A woman becoming a mother, it should take place within the context of marriage. God designed the family structure. One man with one woman, joined together in marriage for life, having children. This family structure is God's perfect design. And this family structure, it is what is best for the husband. It is what is best for the wife. It is what is best for the children. It is the best for everyone. It is a win-win-win. There is no better way for a woman to enter motherhood than in the family structure that God has designed. What a blessing for a mother to raise her children under the protection and provision of her husband. What a blessing. God set it up this way. Praise the Lord. Ladies, you were not meant to do this alone. You were not meant to be the mother and the father both. God didn't design you to be able to get pregnant alone. And God did not design you to raise these children alone. God tells us to honor both our parents. He has designed us to have two. A mother and a father. Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed. We are so blessed by God's design for the family. You know, our culture admires and honors independence. I mean, you want to talk about the mother that the culture will admire? It's an independent single mother. But in the family, we're all dependent. We're all dependent. I'm dependent on my wife. My wife is dependent on me. The children are dependent on both of us, and we're all dependent on God. Certainly, we each have different roles. But when we work together in the way that God has designed it, and we each fill our role, God is glorified and everyone benefits. Without me filling my role, my wife's world falls apart. Without her filling her role, my world falls apart. We both need each other. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. God has designed us to need each other. Young ladies, don't believe the world's lies. The world will tell you that you don't need a husband to be a good mother. That you should be independent. But the world is really rebelling against God and rebelling against God's design. And so, of course, it makes perfect sense that the world that doesn't want to submit to the Lord, doesn't want to submit to His design, doesn't want women to submit to their husbands. I want to be clear, though. Abuse within marriage does happen. It can happen. But whenever it does, let me be very clear, whenever it does, the problem is in the heart of sinful man. The problem is not in God's structure of the family. There's a huge difference. Listen, there are no group of women in history who are treated better than Christian women. And it's all thanks to God. It is all to the praise and glory of God. It's His design. Again, we did not come up with this. God has told us how to treat women, how to care for mothers. So praise be to God. He gets all the glory. He designed women's bodies to have babies. He has designed the family to be the healthy and safe institution where mothers and babies can both thrive. Praise the Lord. Number two, motherhood is a blessing. You know, our culture tells us, you know, it's kind of funny, you can't, our culture tells us that, you know, children just get in the way. I mean, they are a financial burden, they're a liability, they're a hindrance, they're really just going to get in the way of you doing what you want to do. That is the message the world wants to tell you about children. But God says, children are a blessing. The verse we just read from Genesis says, male and female, he created them, and God blessed them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. He blessed them. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 127. Children are a blessing. Psalm 127. I'll just read the whole thing here. It's not very long. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen keep awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Well, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. Children are a blessing. Children are called a gift. A gift. That's a good thing. Children are a gift from God. It's a gift from God to have children. You know, God is a good God. God is a good Father who knows how to give good gifts. And that's exactly what He's done in giving us children. Children here are also called a reward. They are compared to arrows in the hand of a warrior. A warrior is blessed to have his quiver full of arrows, and our families are blessed when God gives us children. You know, children are such a blessing to us in so many different ways at different times. You know, my mother-in-law would always tell us when Savannah was little, she is going to be a lot of help someday. And someday has come, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. I don't think we even know so many of the ways that God is using children to bless us. I mean, Mason and I were talking about this a few months ago, just how even in families that are struggling and marriages that are struggling, and so often they would separate, but for the children. They will put up with each other, if you will, for the sake of the children. Praise God. Sometimes that's all we need is some time. And it isn't that they all just divorce once the children move out. No, they needed that help to get past that rough time. We just have no idea all the blessings that our children are to us. I think it's easier for a husband to leave his wife than it is for him to leave his wife and all his kids. Children are a blessing. Children do not break up marriages. They strengthen them. They strengthen them. So children are a blessing in countless ways. The question is, do we view them as a blessing? Do we view them as a blessing? You know, a year ago or so, I was working with this girl, and she was in her mid-20s, and we're just talking about what's going on in our life, and I'm telling her that my wife's expecting, and she asks me this question. She says, when are you going to stop having kids and start doing the things you want to do in life? And her question made it very obvious that she doesn't think children are a blessing. which she doesn't. She doesn't want to have any. And I don't remember exactly how I answered her, except I just remember thinking about this question and realizing that she thinks because we have so many kids that we are miserable. I mean, she thinks that we don't enjoy this or something. But again, this is just the world's view. They get in the way of you doing what you want to do. They're not a blessing, is what the world would say. So don't have any. Or if you're really insistent, I mean, okay, have one. Maybe two. Anything else is just crazy and really irresponsible. But notice that God doesn't give numbers. God doesn't give numbers. I don't think we should get caught up in the numbers either. But I will say this, consider for a moment the victory that it would be for evil if Christians were convinced not to have kids. That's a scary thought. Children are a blessing. It's important that we have the right view of children and the right view of motherhood. Children are a blessing. Motherhood is a blessing. Praise the Lord. Number three, then, motherhood is hard work. Motherhood is a blessing, but it doesn't mean it's easy. No one would argue that motherhood is hard work. It is. It is so much hard work. I really think one of the greatest examples of hard work here for mothers is the Proverbs 31 woman. In Proverbs 31, I mean, just listen. Just listen to the excellent wife described here. And all the work. I mean, just listen to all the work. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, from her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand grasps the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her work praise her in the gates." Motherhood is hard work. It's hard work. You know, and that's one thing that's changing more and more in our culture today. we don't want to embrace hard things. But really, it's just part of life. I mean, there are so many blessings this way that it's a blessing, but it's hard work. I mean, you think of long life. Long life is a blessing. But old age isn't easy. So also motherhood is a blessing. But raising kids isn't easy. No one said motherhood was easy. But it is worth it. To many adults, really too many adults, are too immature to see the benefit of embracing hard things. So we understand that motherhood is hard work, but again, I ask the question, how should we respond to it? Well, for you mothers, I encourage you to keep up the good work. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. I mean, yes, there will be days when you don't even get out of your PJs and you didn't get anything crossed off your list. And some kid is sick and another kid is fussy and all you got done all day was you kept people alive. But don't be discouraged. You're doing well. You're doing well. Keep up the good work. There will be days like that. But every day won't be like that. As for husbands and children, what can we do for mom? Well, besides helping when she needs help. Verse 28 here in Proverbs says, her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, and he praises her. So children, encourage your mother. Yes, be helpful, but thank her. Use words. Husbands, says here, husbands also, he praises her. Husbands, good wives aren't needing you to do their work. They are needing you to show them praise and gratitude for all their work. That's what they need. Compliments, appreciation. Motherhood is hard work, but it is still an incredible blessing. It is so worth it. So the last point here, number four, motherhood is influential. No one has a greater influence on children than their parents. No one has a greater influence on their children than their parents. You know, especially when a child is young, you mothers have an incredible opportunity for influencing them. I mean, the way God has designed the family, this is like God's natural discipleship program for children. That's what the home is. And you mothers are a major part in that. I'm going to read you a few verses from Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in the land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. Verse 7 speaks of diligently teaching your children to love the Lord. The setting in all of this is the home. When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you rise up, when you lie down. So many opportunities a mother has to teach her children. Not only can you influence your children with what you teach them, but a mother has other ways of influencing them as well. You see, our children, especially the young children that are at home with mom, they really are getting a front row seat at seeing how you live. You've heard the term more is caught than taught. And both are opportunities for influence. Godly mothers are really a testimony of the gospel. They are showing the love of Christ to their children. And they're showing their children how to follow Christ. Day by day. One thing at a time. Opportunities for influence. Motherhood is a great responsibility, but it is full of opportunities to influence your children. I can't say enough about the influence that a mother makes on the culture in a home. Not just how you treat people, but your overall attitude. What an opportunity mothers have. You know, in 2 Timothy, Paul mentions the faith of Timothy's mother and grandmother. And the implication there is that they helped influence Timothy in his faith. Mothers, you should never underestimate how important your job is. Your role is so influential in the lives of your children. Don't underestimate the opportunity of influence you have. You are literally shaping the next generation. You should never feel insignificant. And again, it's not easy. It's not easy to have an audience all the time. I mean, there's times when you're just thrilled to go to the bathroom because you can have a little bit of time to yourself. But what an opportunity to teach them to follow Christ, to show them how to follow Christ, to walk alongside them each day, helping them with their struggles as they learn and as they grow. What a precious opportunity you have, mothers. No, we can't save our children, but by the grace of God, we can teach them. And we can set an example for them. Another area of influence that mothers have is to encourage younger mothers. Encourage younger mothers. Titus 2:3-5 says, "Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior and not malicious gossips and not enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, that they may encourage the young women." So this is what is good. Here's the list. Teaching the younger women what is good, that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. Older mothers' experiences and encouragement can be a huge help and influence for younger mothers. So motherhood is influential for our kids and for others. In conclusion, this is just amazing that God uses us in this way, that we can be a part of this. What a significant role a mother plays. We've seen that motherhood is God's design. God's way is the best way. Motherhood within the context of marriage. We've seen that children are a blessing. Women who have children are receiving blessings from the Lord. We've seen that although motherhood is a blessing, it's a lot of hard work. It's hard work that should be admired and praised and honored. We've seen that motherhood is influential, helping guide children in the ways of the Lord and encouraging other mothers to walk in the ways of the Lord as well. So mothers, don't believe the world's lies. You are not insignificant. God has designed you for this. He has made you for this. What a blessing to get to be a part of this. And God will strengthen you and help you to accomplish all that He desires. God didn't say it'd be easy. But He will help you. He will help you. We should be so thankful for our mothers. What a blessing, especially, to have a mother who loves the Lord. To have a mother who loves the Lord. We take this for granted. I mean, so many of us have been raised in a good home by godly parents. And because of that, we just think this is normal. But unfortunately, it's not the case. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. The blessings that God has poured out upon our lives through our mothers. Through our mothers. And so this morning we should be thankful for our mothers, but we should also be in awe of God, that He would bestow these gifts upon women to be able to be mothers. And that He would bless all of us so much through our mothers, through giving us godly women to raise us and care for us and nurture us and instruct us. What a blessing mothers are. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for loving us and caring for us, Lord. We thank you for the care that you have shown us through our mothers. Lord, we admit that so often we have taken it for granted. We have not been thankful as we should be. Lord, we thank you for your design for the family, for your design for mothers. Lord, we thank you for the special role that they play in our lives. We thank you for the opportunities that you have given them to show the love of Christ to their family and to others. We pray, Lord, that we would honor our mothers, that we would be thankful to you for the blessings that you have given us through our mothers. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen the mothers here. Lord, that you would encourage them to serve you as they serve their children, as they, in the hard days and in the easier days, we pray, Lord, that you would be lifted up, that you would be glorified in the way that we live, in the way that we fulfill the roles you have given us. Lord, we thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.